people call it like comfort food, and I'm like, it is so much more. Like, it is memories to me of when I didn't have this diagnosis.
You've probably heard the phrase, treat others like Chick-fil-A treats you. Well, today on the podcast, we have a remarkable real-life example of that. Just when you thought you couldn't love Chick-fil-A anymore, this story will melt your heart. Hey guys, I'm Allison Storm, your host. I'm joined by my co-host, Jim Mann. Jim, have you ever walked into a Chick-fil-A and felt, I don't know, a little like you were home?
What are you talking about? It is home. I always feel that way.
I know. It's like, because you know the food's always going to taste the same. They may look a little different, but it's always going to smell the same. It's always going to have the same music playing over the speaker system.
And they like me there.
They love you. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I don't want to overstate it, but yeah.
Well, that's what it's like for our guest today on My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast. The problem is Shannon Hammond, she struggles with some very serious medical issues, and she hasn't been able to visit a Chick-fil-A. She hasn't eaten her favorite food in months, but that all changed recently. Shannon, we're so honored to have you with us.
It is my joy to be here. Thank you.
Well, Shannon, let's start from the beginning. When did you fall in love with Chick-fil-A?
I was a little baby 18-year-old college student at Cairn University in Langhorne, Pennsylvania. And you might be familiar that there is, it's one of the largest, most frequented Chick-fil-A's there, right in Oxford Valley, right next to Sesame Street place. And so my friends, we would go there all of the time. Especially when I started running cross country, we would go for breakfast, lunch, dinner, second dinner for milkshakes and maybe sandwiches or whatever. They had a deal where we could get a $4 meal. And, you know, as a broke college student, you're like, oh, yeah, you know. So I fell in love with Chick-fil-A, and it holds so many college memories for me. And I think that is just one reason why I love it so much today.
That is so cool. So you graduated 4 years ago, back in 2016, and then that July, you started your first job. So can you talk a little bit about what happened on your first day of work?
Yeah. So it always takes a few months. So I got my first job. I was so psyched. It was about a 90-degree day. I had a new dress. It was wonderful. And I even had a new, very, very, very used car. And I drove that thing in about 35 minutes. And I didn't drive home because while I was there, I tell people that I hit the 3 o'clock slump a little too hard, and I ended up having my first tonic-clonic or grand mal seizure, and I obviously was rushed to the emergency room and then to another hospital where there was a better neurology unit to observe me for a few days and figure out kind of what was going on and how we could treat it. And so they gave me a medicine and sent me home and said, this probably won't happen again, but you can't drive for 6 months. So it was a great job for those few hours.
Wow. So you were literally only there a few hours on your first job.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. And so I was just kind of like, okay, Lord, what's next? And then I ended up working in schools, and he kind of just rerouted me into kind of what I really think is so much of a better fit for me now. Looking back, I don't think that job would have been my best fit overall for the gifts that he's equipped me with. So I think it all, that is just one of the many, many reasons why it's all worked out for good.
And you were telling me that you had to make a lot of trips to Boston for medical care. And I'm sure that was
Yeah.
Very difficult, but you found bright spots in those trips, right?
I did. On our way, there is a Chick-fil-A, and it's about halfway point. And especially with traffic, it's like a great place to be like, okay, we'll sit here for 40 minutes, play Guess That Worship Song instrumental version, and eat, and then we'll get back on the road. So I have felt that every Chick-fil-A I go into, it just feels like home. I'm like, okay, I'm home. It all looks the same to me, and they probably all look very different, but it's probably just how I feel. You know how you can move something in your house and you're like, oh, this is going to change the whole feeling of the room, and that lasts for like 3 days and then the room feels the same again. And so I kind of feel like that's my experience with Chick-fil-A, is that I've gone to these different ones and then I'm just like, they all feel the same. They all look the same to me because they feel the same, because it just feels comfortable and home.
So did people bring you Chick-fil-A while you're in the hospital?
Oh, absolutely. I have like so many people, and it's almost like a running joke with the nurses, like, oh, here comes her Chick-fil-A again. Like, let's heat it up. So, yeah, it was kind of like, first it was kind of like a running joke. And then they're like, wow, this girl really loves Chick-fil-A. And I actually have a shirt that says, just a girl who loves Chick-fil-A.
So it's a quality about you that most people know right away when they meet you. They learn this about you.
Yes. People are like, often, and people ask me questions. They'll text me. They're like, I'm in a Chick-fil-A for the first time. What should I order?
And what do you always order?
The number one.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm a pickle girl, and I am a lemonade for life. And I have all the respect for the peach lemonades and the different kind of lemonades they put out. But, you know, I'm a classic original girl, straight up lemonade. And I love me some Chick-fil-A sauce.
Awesome. That's so cool. Well, it sounds like God has really used Chick-fil-A as a way to give you encouragement over the years.
Yeah, just people call it like comfort food. And I'm like, it is so much more. Like, it is memories to me of when I didn't have this diagnosis, and more freedom that I had, and less cares of the world, you know? And so I always, it's always just such a fun treat.
So what is your diagnosis?
Intractable epilepsy. So that's just a form of epilepsy that is not completely controlled by medication.
So can you be healed of it, or will you have that the rest of your life?
Yeah, you'll have it the rest of your life. Of course, there's always new medications coming out. And if you're a candidate for surgery, There's a couple different surgeries that they could test you for candidacy of, to see whether or not that can help. And some people, they go and they have a great surgery and they never have a seizure after that. And for some people, it reduces their seizures. And some people, they finally find the right combination of medication and it works for them. But usually after a few different, a year and a half, they kind of say that, you know, there has to be a different route than medication. So.
And so you're not able to drive.
Yes. I haven't driven in 4 years.
What else is impacted by this in your life?
Wow. I mean, the opportunity of what you can have for jobs, general safety, what is safe, what is not safe, drawing those lines, figuring out how far you want to push yourself and how far you need to lean back and rest. I've seen the gospel so much more clearly, and people want to know, like, how do you stay encouraged when you're going through this? Like, when you cannot get out of bed, you know, for days, or when you're laying in the hospital for weeks, like, I mean, what kind of encouragement is there, you know? And I will tell them that, you know, I'm not perfect. I don't have this special spiritual thing to give you of, you know, do this, 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 and, you know, these are the verses that I go to. Sometimes what has been good enough in my life is I preach myself the gospel every single morning before I get out of bed. And that has been good enough and has been so sustaining when I felt like comparison. Why can everyone drive and I can't? Why are these people graduating grad school and I can't? I need to live close by to family. So a lot of those freedoms that you would think at 26, oh, let's go travel the world. Well, I'm certainly in no condition to go travel the world. So things of that sort are just kind of what come to mind when I think about it.
And just a few days ago, you had this incredible moment where God encouraged you with you using some people and some Chick-fil-A employees. Now, we know you can't drive because of the epilepsy, so you decided to post something on social media. What was that?
Well, it is probably every 2 weeks that I post that I want Chick-fil-A or that I want that I think that my town should build a Chick-fil-A. That I have planned a lot where they could build a Chick-fil-A. And my friend messaged my quote unquote local, I want to say 40 minute away Chick-fil-A about me. And they did a service where they drove to my house and they did a special delivery just for me, and they gave me my normal order and they gave me a whole like family sized box of nuggets, which was awesome. So I could just freeze them and eat them on days when I'm not feeling great. And it's just easy food to have. So yeah, that was so encouraging. I was like, can I take a picture next to the truck? And the girl was like, sure. I was total fangirling.
Wow. That's an amazing story, Shannon. But we're going to take a break because I have to reapply my makeup. And my mascara is just running like crazy.
Okay.
Just kidding. But when we come back, we're going to have a little fun with Shannon. So don't go away.
Searching for the perfect gift for the chicken lover in your life? Check out our fan shop. Visit chickfiletpodcast.com/shop to check out never-before-seen t-shirts, jewelry, and gifts for the raving fans in your life. Seriously, this stuff is so cute. You got to see the waffle fry earrings. I gave a pair to Trudy Kathy, yes, Chick-fil-A royalty, and she loved them. Again, that's chickfiletpodcast.com/shop.
And welcome back. We are privileged to be talking to Shannon Hammond. The only problem is she has found a home in Chick-fil-A, but there's no Chick-fil-A in her hometown. So I'm talking to Allison right now, who's got so much money, if she can open up one near Shannon's neighborhood or something.
Well, Allison, they've got a built-in customer base. Come on.
That's true. Of course, that's everywhere.
That's true. Okay. Shannon, you said you already scouted out lots for them to locations.
I have many beautiful places that they could build and put in. And the next town over, there was another fast food restaurant that came in. And I was like, this is just nonsense. Why are they getting this? And Chick-fil-A is not.
Oh, man. I believe it's going to happen. I believe it. Well, Shannon, you've been a Chick-fil-A super fan for a while now, so we're going to put you up against our resident Chick-fil nut, Jim Mann, in a game we call Trick-fil-A Trivia. We've got five questions.
Okay.
And to ring in, Shannon, you're going to shout, "My pleasure."
My pleasure.
And Jim, you're going to moo like a cow.
All right. Moo.
That was pretty good.
Thank you.
All right, you guys ready?
Ready.
Ready.
Number one, what profitable piece of equipment did Truett Cathy remove from his first restaurant? A, cigarette machine, B, jukebox, or C, a Coke machine?
Moo?
Jim?
I've got to say A, a cigarette machine. He's got to get that out of there.
I think A.
Oh, you're right. Woo! But I have to give the point. Well, sorry, Shannon. I have to give the point to Jim because he mooed in.
That's okay. Oh, okay. Okay. I'm all the happy for him. I didn't know that was how you got in.
Oh, you're so sweet.
She's happy for me. Thank you.
I know. I love that. All right, second question. How long did it take the engineering team to develop Chick-fil-A's own milkshake mixer? A, 1 year, B, 2 years, or C, 5 years?
Moo.
Or you say my pleasure.
My pleasure.
There you go.
Oh, okay. I'm going to have to go with B, 2 years.
You are right.
Woohoo!
Nice job.
Excellent.
Tied it up. Jim, are you as happy for her as she was for you?
I am. It is my pleasure that she got that right.
All right. Question three. What was the name of Truett Cathy's motorcycle group? Yes, he was in a motorcycle group. Is it A, Heaven's Angels, B, Waffle Guys, or C, Holy Rollers?
Moo?
Jim?
I'm going to go with... I love Waffle Guys. That's funny, but it can't be that. I'm going to go with Heaven's Angels, A.
Nope, you're wrong. Shannon, you want to guess?
I was thinking that it would be Waffle Guys.
No, you're wrong too. It was Holy Rollers.
Oh, Jim, we go out as a team.
Oh, man. Oh, well. We're still tied, though.
All right, Shannon, before I get to the next question, do you know how people camp out when they open a new Chick-fil-A?
Oh, girl, do I ever.
Have you done it?
I have experience.
No way. Tell us about it.
Yeah. It was at the one in my local one. You know, the day of the dress up, better than Halloween.
Yeah.
Okay. So I went and I had my game on and they said that I was the best dressed of the day. They gave me a gift card and an extra meal to go.
Get out. What did your costume look like?
I had ears. I had a nose. I had a tail. I had a shirt that I had made and in a skirt, and they loved it.
Was this all DIY, or did you buy this thing?
DIY for some of it, and then some of it I bought.
I'm definitely going to need to see a picture of that.
All right.
Okay, back to the game. Question four. Where did the first new store campout happen? A, Des Moines, B, Kansas City, or C, Phoenix?
Moo.
Jim?
I'm going to say B, Kansas City.
And you would be wrong. Shannon, do you have a guess? A, Des Moines, or C, Phoenix?
I'd have to say Sea Phoenix.
And you would have to be right.
Yes.
She's winning.
2-1. Shannon's in the lead. Last question. What's the average starting age of a Chick-fil-A operator? Is it A, 30, B, 28, or C, 39?
My pleasure.
Shannon.
I think B, 28.
And I'm sorry to say you're wrong. Oh, no.
Oh.
All right, Jim, is it A, 30 or C, 39?
Oh, man. I'm going to go with C, 39.
If Jim gets this right, it ends in a tie. If he's wrong, Shannon is our winner, and Jim is wrong.
No.
Shannon, you're the winner.
Yay! Woohoo! Does that mean that a Chick-fil-A gets to be built in my hometown? Is that the prize?
That's it.
Yes!
Yes! All my dreams have come true.
It also means, Shannon, that we're going to send you an adorable set of our Chick-fil-A note cards from our fan shop. You can also find them at chickfilapodcast.com/shop.
Oh, so fun.
Yes, I've never been so happy to lose.
Aww. Well, we started this episode with that quote, treat others the way Chick-fil-A treats you. Shannon, as someone who has experienced that firsthand in a really phenomenal way, tell us why that's so important.
I would say I've heard a quote and I do not know who said it, but I love it. It says, you will never look into the eyes of someone that God does not love. So when I think of that, I'm like, man, I really need to show them neighborly love. So, and that's what Chick-fil-A is all about.
Wow. That's pretty good. It's basically, they're just restating the golden rule, aren't they?
I think that Chick-fil-A has been beautifully bold over the years in their standards, in their quality, in their love for people, in them really going the extra mile to take care of their customers and building up young men and women of character who work there. I have many friends who have worked there who have been impacted, not just professionally, but in character.
That really is well said, Shannon. And I so appreciate our time together and just the inspiration that you are and sharing your story.
Oh, thank you. It has been my pleasure and great joy to be here with you guys. So thank you so much for having me.
And if you're listening and you know someone, or maybe you have an incredible Chick-fil-A story, you know, you can always email us at hello@chickfilapodcast.com. If you enjoyed today's show, please do what a Chick-fil-A employee would do. Share the goodness with a friend, take a screenshot, share it on social media, and help us spread the word. We'd also love for you to give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts. Until next time, stay tender and saucy, my friends.
Special thanks to our sound engineer, me, and our co-host, also me. This episode of My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast, was written and produced by Allison Storm, but it was edited by me. For more information about me, visit manmadeproductions.com. That's man with two N's. madeproductions.com.